It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
D&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Most teams in the league have interest, and some started to register their interest yesterday. But Boston has the bevy of draft picks, young players, to be a factor with any star player available in the league. They called San Antonio at the trade deadline in February. San Antonio did not engage them in trade talks. I'm told that Boston is ready to get back into this if Leonard becomes available.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. That, of course, is Chris Mannix.
Or that was actually Adrian Wojnarowski.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
But we had Chris Mannix on earlier, and we were talking about Kawhi Leonard and how realistic it would be that the Celtics would make a move for him and what it would take to do it. Now, what Chris Mannix mentioned is it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, John, what he said that more than likely the package that would be offered and I don't know if they would accept this, but this is kind of what's being thrown out there, is that for the Celtics to make that deal, the rumor is that it would be Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, and that 2019 Kings pick.
Well, he said at first it was going to be Jaylen Brown, salaries to make it match, and the first-round draft pick.
Okay.
He said maybe you'd have to go further and give up a Terry Rozier, but again, the Celtics, like most teams, are hesitant before they get a look at Kawhi Leonard's medicals.
Okay, so let's say that Kawhi Leonard's medicals are fine, which I think the Spurs believed it was.
And Chris Mannix basically said, according to the people he's talked to around Kawhi Leonard, they think that Kawhi Leonard's 100%.
Okay, and that's the deal, is that the Celtics and the Spurs would agree to it being Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier and the 2019 Kings pick?
Again, no. He said the Celtics would offer that package. It's not necessarily sure whether or not San Antonio would accept it.
Well, let's say that that's the package. Do you make that deal? You're Danny.
Yes.
1,000 times out of 1,000.
Yes, you do.
Can you think of that starting five?
The Sacramento pick, Brown, and salary filler? If you get away with that, fine. But Mannix also said, you're not dealing with the Sacramento Kings here. R.C. Buford is one of the top five executives in the league.
Okay, well, it also means he's going to be very smart and not wanting to put him in the West. I know he's trying to get the most. Now,
but
Phoenix
still
is the only
getting
team
getting the most attractive package possible. Okay. They're going to play teams off each other. The Celtics, I think what Mannix, reading between the lines, Mannix said, there's no way the Celtics get away with just that.
Understood. I've been a little lukewarm on Kawhi Leonard. I think that I think if you're talking about Kyrie and there's other names have been thrown out there, but if that's the package that the Spurs would agree to, a million times out of a million, you take that.
Because Brown, Rozier, the number one pick and salary filler? Sure.
Oh, my God. Think if you're starting five. Kyrie, Tatum, Hayward, Kawhi, and Al Horford?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're the
Dan makes a good point in my ear.
You're the best team in the league.
Yeah. Why would they be hesitant to trade Leonard to the West when he could just go to the West after a year?
Because it's the same reason why Indiana did not want to keep him in the East. Is because if there's even
Paul George.
Is because it's number one, you don't want to have to play the guy because you'd piss off your fans. And number two, it's kind of an F you. You're trying to shoot your way out of town. All right, well, we're not going to let you go where you want to go, which is the Lakers. So we're going to send you to the East. So I think that that's something that, another reason that they would do that. And also, there's also been reports that they will not send him to anywhere in the West. There's been reporters who cover the Spurs, and one said that under no circumstances are they sending him to someone in the West. Once again, this is the silly season. Everyone's reporting everything. But that's one report by a reputable reporter who covers the team.
Things are going to ramp up, obviously, because the draft is Thursday.
Well, of course. I mean, I expect there to be some sort of decision to be made. I guarantee you that the Spurs are going to want some sort of legitimate pick out of
but
this.
But getting back to Mannix, he seemed convinced that the Spurs are going to take this through the draft to free agency.
Are you the best team in the NBA, Fred? Are you better than Golden State with that starting five? Kyrie, Tatum, Hayward, Kawhi Leonard, and Al Horford?
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly even with them. I mean, it's a seventh. I mean, it would be tremendous. A tremendous final.
It depends on if you, and I'm not saying he's the difference. I'm saying that he is necessary to fill out your bench to re-sign Marcus Smart or get him in here on the one-year restricted free agent qualifying offer, make sure Daniel Tice is healthy. I mean, there are other things. Great starting five, but you also have to have the bench back, too.
Now, here's the only thing that kind of sucks about that is that if you take a look at Jaylen Brown and Kawhi Leonard both in their second year and they both played, I mean, Jaylen Brown's at a place where if you just look at the trajectory, I don't think any of us think he will be Kawhi Leonard. I think that he'll be extremely good. I think he'll even be an all-star, Fred. We've talked about this. But as far as a superstar, I think Jason Tatum has that potential. I don't think Jaylen Brown does.
I hate when people do that, compare the two, because Kawhi Leonard is a defensive maestro, and the same thing with Jimmy Butler. Like, and they were then, too. I mean, they were special players even at that age.
Well, Jaylen Brown was a better player in his second year than Jimmy Butler was in almost every aspect.
No, except for defensively.
Jaylen Brown's pretty good defensively.
Jimmy Butler is one of the great defensive players in the league.
Well, Kawhi Leonard is definitely one of the best defensive players in the league.
And so these are the two things that people ignore. They look at, like, points per game. You could also look at the situations that they were in.
Well, then I guess you'd have to look at plus-minus. I mean, those situations,
no,
I mean...
No, Jaylen Brown played a ton this year. And so, I mean, I don't know how much Jimmy Butler off the top of my head played.
Well, let's look at Kawhi Leonard, because Kawhi Leonard actually played an average of a minute more per game than Kawhi Leonard did. He averaged just over 31 minutes, Jaylen Brown just over 30. And Jaylen Brown scored 14.5 points per game, Kawhi Leonard 12 points per game. And rebounds, Jaylen, I mean, they're almost exactly the same from three-point range. They're very close on rebounds. I'm not saying that Jaylen Brown is going to be Kawhi Leonard. It's just the only thing that's kind of a bummer about all this is you're giving up someone who obviously has potential to be an all-star in Jaylen Brown. But for me, F that. If you can for 1 year have that just that death lineup right there, you're the favorites to win a championship. You're better than Golden State with that lineup. I think you're definitely better with. I mean, not definitely, but I mean, you're on paper. You're better than Golden State with that lineup.
Yeah,
if Kawhi Leonard returns back to his form,
you get better defensively. If you get smart in, you can bring a great defensive stopper in off the bench, who you don't rely on to score at all. I mean, yes, you would be the favorite if you make that deal.
By the way, Jimmy Butler apparently played 59 games his second year. I'm being told
Jimmy Butler's second year. I have him here.
This year
he played 59. Butler wasn't a full-time starter until his third season.
Right. And then he became a USA basketball man.
Been in the All-Star game the last 4 years.
Yes.
Running.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of it when you give just pure stats, and I don't even care about the plus-minus, nor did Danny Ainge. But, I mean, you're forgetting that these guys were very, very special defenders. They showed a much more complete game, I would believe, than Jaylen Brown.
So far, yes.
Yes, than he has. So, yes, I would get rid of Jaylen Brown. I would get rid of him for a chance at one title, even if Kawhi Leonard left after a year.
Well, that's my whole thing. He's not going to stay any longer than a year, I don't believe.
If you bring Kawhi Leonard in, you ultimately have to make a choice. You know, because again, you have Kyrie Irving on a one-year contract, too.
I mean, you'd probably have to consider, I mean, listen, if Danny could get away with trading Al Horford after this year and then sinking all the money into Kawhi, Kyrie, and Gordon Hayward, then maybe you could move some things around. Then you still got a pretty good team. I mean, can you make Daniel Tice into, can he turn into an Al Horford? I don't think
so. No. You're saying, can Daniel Tice be an all-star, basically?
No.
But
no,
Daniel Tice can be a superstar.
The trading of Al Horford at the risk of suffering
super cool guy.
Enormous backlash in that scenario doesn't make much sense.
No. I don't know who's taking Al Horford. What, has he got 2 years left?
I think that's right. I have to double check. But I believe you are correct, Fred.
Bobby, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey. Hey.
You guys are absolutely high if you would give up a lottery pick, Jaylen Brown and Rozier, so you can maybe win a have a chance to win a championship, and then he leaves to the Lakers in 1 year. You'd want to do that?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
So then he's gone. Oh, too bad he's gone. He's gone. Lennon's gone. Rozier's gone. Brown's gone. The pick is gone. We almost won a championship.
No, you win a champion. You win a championship with that team.
You think you win a championship with the
or, oh my or, God. Or you have a tremendous chance to win a championship, which is all you can ask for. And by the way, if Kawhi leaves after a year, it's not like your team sucks. I mean, you've given up pieces that I believe you can afford to lose. And now, I mean, Marcus Smart, you would have to resign.
Horford, by the way, 1 year left with a player option.
Okay. And so, you got to figure he takes the player option, wouldn't you? At his age?
At 30, yeah. No, I don't think anyone's going to offer him $30 million somewhere else.
I believe he takes the player
This
option.
Is another situation, Fred, kind of like Gordon Hayward, where people were saying, you know, maybe we can trade Hayward for this, that, so that. People don't remember how good Gordon Hayward was, the same way that people just seem to forget how unbelievable Kawhi Leonard is. When Kawhi Leonard is healthy, he is a top five player in this league.
Yes.
He's a top five
unquestioned.
Player.
Unquestioned.
Unquestioned. He's the best defender in the league. Well, that might be questioned with what's his name.
Oh, here we go.
That might be who's the dude from Utah who's like a badass or
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert.
But there's also someone you left out.
Oh, well, of course, Draymond Green.
I mean, there's another option.
Hey,
I give you credit for staying quiet.
I'm not going to argue Draymond Green might be the best defender of the league, but Draymond Kawhi Leonard Green is in the argument.
Draymond Green, Gobert, and Leonard are the three best defenders in the league when Leonard's
okay.
healthy.
Can we agree on that?
Yes, without a doubt.
Okay. Well, I contend that far and away that Draymond Green is the third best player on that Golden State team, and I think you could make an argument if you wanted to get crazy that he's the second best player on that team, the second most important player on that team.
Now that's crazy, but the third best without a doubt. I don't think
third best. I'll go third best with you. Not second.
See, I think that you could make an argument that he's more important than Curry.
Well, Fred, you could be right, because look what happened when, I mean, although it is his fault he got suspended, but when he was off the court, you know, they ended up losing that series. It was the whole thing. They were up 3-1, then he kicked a bunch of people in the nuts, got suspended, and you saw how things went.
Right.
But once again, maybe that's a minus on Draymond Green, because it's his fault for kicking people in the nuts.
All right, we will return. We have interesting audio to play, plus I've been sent something that is a trip down my own radio memory lane. And if you think that I have been fascinated by certain fetishes for just the last couple years, I've evidence that I've been fascinated for quite some time. All right.
Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. We can stay on this Kawhi Leonard thing for a little while if you would like. Kawhi Leonard on the table. He wants out of San Antonio.
This is Chris Mannix, by the way. Do you want me to play this real quick? This is what he said. Okay, this is Chris Mannix, who we had on from Yahoo Sports, and he was talking about what it would take for the Celtics to make an offer to San Antonio to get him.
I think it's going to be a challenge to get him without giving up, you know, multiple core pieces of your roster. Now, I don't think a guy like Jason Tatum would be on the table, but might you be forced to give up a Terry Rozier to get him? Maybe. Might you be forced to give up that Sacramento Kings pick from next year? Maybe. It's, you know, when you're dealing with Greg Popovich, and more specifically in this case, R.C. Buford, you're talking about, you know, some of the very best to do their jobs. So I don't know that I think it's done on draft night, but, you know, Boston, they'll be in the mix as long as this lasts.
Okay, so a guy named Chris Sheridan, he worked for ESPN covering the NBA for a while. He also worked with the Associated Press. Now he runs a website called Sheridan Hoops. But he is a guy who I guess is somewhat respected.
Google, then Sheridan Hoops.
Yes,
it is. How it goes
for geocities.com.
for web traffic.
Right.
And then FanRag.
Yes, /myspace.com. He said that Kawhi is not going to Los Angeles or any other destination in the Western Conference, his sources are telling him. Leonard has some leverage and that he can tell any non-LA team that he has no interest in signing an extension after his current deal expires in a year, and that may end up diminishing the value of offers that the Eastern Conference teams are willing to make. He said, but if you think that bothers Popovich, You don't know Popovich. That guy would gladly take 75 cents on the dollar for Kawhi if he could ship him out of the West, even if that upsets Kawhi. And since then, we've heard that the Cleveland Cavaliers are trying to move things around to convince LeBron James to stay. Boy, if you're the Cavaliers, you're effed. Because especially going into the draft, you've got decisions you got to make on what kind of person you're going to draft or how you're going to use that. And you don't even know if your star player is going to be sticking around.
Well, now, I mean, there's so much crap that's been around LeBron James. The, you know, now it's that he would like to, if he had his druthers, he'd stay with Cleveland and he's waiting to see what they'll do.
I think that's publicity. I think
that's
he's
the same
saying
face.
That to kind of
yep.
grease
right.
the skids from leaving town so the fans don't go ballistic.
By the way, the CBS Sports Minute that you just heard a little while ago is brought to you by 128 Volvo.
Yeah, Fred, after that last game, or not even that last game, the first game of the finals, looking at Tyronn Lue and looking at his teammates and how they're essentially hamstrung. Unless they can try to pull off that Kevin Love trade you talked about to get Kawhi Leonard. I mean, I don't know if you could do that.
He just had arguably the best season of his life, and he had no chance.
I mean, if you're Cleveland, I mean, and you get LeBron, if he agrees to a one-year deal, like, I mean, he's not going to pick up his option. If he agrees to a one-year deal and you can get Kawhi Leonard in, you just say, here it is. That's all.
Blaze of glory.
Just one. Yeah, let's burn this effort down.
Yep.
One last time. And then, you know what? We'll take 5 years, 6 years of sucking.
That's what it's going to be.
Well,
again,
you
have all those bad contracts you're tied into.
Right.
I mean,
you're going to suck for a while.
Yeah.
And you're going to suck for a while regardless. I mean, you're going to suck for it. You got to wait these contracts out, which is not going to be easy because they're not short. I mean, you're going to have to wait out a lot of bad contracts. So. Anything I can do to get any star player, so Kawhi Leonard, anything I can do, I'm doing because if I get one more championship, that buys me 5 years. People don't realize like the glow of the championship.
But that's the thing.
Like
hang
on a second. The glow of the Celtics championship really kind of. Even when they were just average or below average, I mean, there's been no heat on the Celtics in terms of negativity.
Well, Fred, how about
since
this?
Then?
How about this? Okay, so you're going to have to make a decision, or maybe not. I mean, you have to move things around, but between Kawhi and Kyrie, both of them are going to be free agents. So let's say you just decide one of them to re-sign. Let's say you say, Kyrie, we're giving you the max. You're going to stick around. You still got Hayward, Horford, Kyrie, and Tatum, and you're going to be on the road to, and by the way, Golden State can't stay Golden State forever. Draymond Green, there's talk about after this year wanting to, does he have 1 year left?
I'll have to look.
Wanting to get max money? He's not going to be able to do that staying with Golden State.
No, he's not. He said he took less money for them to get Durant, but then what you do is you hold tight.
Get Marcus Smart for Golden State? He's a free agent next year?
No, please don't compare the two. You're embarrassing yourself. What you do is if you're the Celtics, you do nothing and you wait for Draymond Green to be a free agent and then you throw the bank at him. That's what you do.
You mentioned the Heat hasn't really been on the Celtics. I think the Heat would have been on the Celtics if they didn't start winning in Brad Stevens' second season.
Sure.
I think then the Heat would have been on because there was the big three era. You get the 1 year grace period because you turn the whole roster over. You got rid of everyone. You accumulated all those number one picks. But if the Celtics don't start winning in December and January of Stevens' second year, the Heat would have been on.
Not bad. Not crushing.
I'm with Fred on that. I don't think it would have been that bad. I think you had to have at least one or two good players. When Horford got here, you know, it was like, all right, now let's see what you can do. And if it ended up being like, you know, like a poor, every year they got better. Every year they won more games. But I don't agree with that, John.
All right. Green, by the way, has 2 years left on his contract.
All right.
Okay, two. All right.
Well, then you sit around for 2 years and you wait.
At about $18 million per.
That's right. And then when Horford goes away, then you throw everything you can at Green. You make him the highest paid player in NBA history.
It matches up, Fred. It matches up. If Horford opts in after next season, he's got 2 years left and Green has 2 years
left.
There's
no way Golden State's going to let Green leave. Dave, go ahead. Because they can give him the super mags, baby. Dave, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. Sorry.
It's fine, yeah. So you guys are making a lot of assumptions there. I mean, on paper, yeah, you take a guy like Kawhi Leonard because of his defensive prowess, right? You know, great defensive guy. But what happens when Kyrie leaves and Kawhi leaves? Now you have no Rozier. You've got no Brown. You lose that pick.
No,
who's your starting five?
The deal is you get one of those guys back.
Yeah. You sign one of them.
You throw the max at one of those guys. I don't think Danny would let both of them leave.
Wait, Brown and Rozier?
No, you would throw the max at Leonard or Kyrie.
What if both those guys don't sign?
All right,
Kyrie's clearly wants to go to the Knicks, and then Kawhi. What if he goes to?
Well, you already have that problem with Kyrie, so that's already there. So what you're saying is that what you're giving up essentially is Jaylen Brown, because you have to re-sign Rozier too. So you're talking about getting rid of Rozier.
I'd rather win a championship.
Yep.
Then have Jaylen Brown on the team.
Yep.
I'd rather win a championship than have Jaylen Brown.
That's what it comes down to.
I mean, Jaylen Brown is a nice
He's going
piece.
To be an all-star. I think he's going
he might be an all-star. He might sniff an all-star. It depends. If he's on a crappy team, he might be an all-star.
But Kyrie Irving is one of the top five players in the league. Not Kyrie Irving. Kawhi Leonard, top five in the league. You put him on a roster with Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, Jason Tatum, and Hayward. That's a championship team. That's a championship team.
See, if you put Jaylen Brown on Sacramento, he might be an all-star because he just goes nuts. And, you know, the offense runs through him. I don't think Jaylen Brown's an all-star on a good team. Dave, go ahead. He's certainly not an all-star on the Celtics. I can tell you that.
I mean, that's fair. That's a fair assessment. With that starting lineup? Yeah, sure.
There's no way he's an all-star.
That's fair.
And he's not talented enough to start above those guys. Dave, go ahead.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
So, Rich, I agree with what you were saying earlier about how people forget, like, how good Kawhi Leonard is. Mm-hmm. Like, it was only a few years ago that he was the Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He is a LeBron James killer.
Yep.
Like, LeBron cannot succeed against him. He never has. And he is a stud overall. But the thing is, like, the one-year deal we would have him for, like, that 1 year is an issue for me. Like, I have no issue giving away Jaylen Brown, Rozier, any picks, if we could get him for more than that 1 year. Like, that's my thing. Like, I have no issue if we could just get him for more than
I know everyone wants to, like, there's this whole thing, like, thanks for calling, everyone wants to get him on an extension, but you can't do that. You can't do that right now, because then it leaves Kyrie Irving out to dry, and you have these other players saying, well, yeah, one of us is gone. If they want Kyrie, then that, you know, like, Horford and Hayward are looking at each other like, well, one of us is gone. Because you can't afford four max contracts. You can't do it. So I think you let it ride for this 1 year. You have the best starting five in the league, which is saying a lot when you've got Golden State sitting there on the other side. But think about that, man. Think about how unstoppable Kevin Durant is. And the one guy that could probably slow him down the best in the league is Kawhi Leonard.
All right, Rich, we have the stack coming up. What will we talk about?
Okay, well, legal NFL gambling opened up in New Jersey. And I don't know if these are glitches, but there were some super unusual Super Bowl bets that were thrown out there. We'll get to that and also some more Tom Brady news.
All right, here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack. Yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub, with Tucker and Rich. Apparently, while I was, I probably was aware of this when I was there, but when I was in Atlanta and doing mornings, someone took a, like, encyclopedic track of our bits and put them online.
Yeah.
And this just goes to show you, this is from 2005, I'm not playing audio, but how I've always had a certain, I always thought something was funny. This one's called Fat Kid, Girls Gone Bananas. Girls Gone Wild came to shoot in Athens. George, Fat Kid, who's a guy on my show, took his microphone and went to Georgia Tech and told girls he worked for Chicks Gone Bananas and asked the girls if he could sniff their feet. And when they refused, he asked if they would kick him in the nuts and other such things. After several refusers, he finally finds a girl who will let him do it.
Kick him in the feet or kick him in the nuts or smell his feet?
Smell her feet. Brief discussion follows funny stuff. So,
okay.
Apparently I've been obsessed with foot fetishes.
DA would have loved a gig on your show.
Yeah, you would have. He said,
throw me in the briar patch.
Yeah. Well, how much can I pay you?
Well, the new rankings for Madden 19 have come out. Controversy everywhere. This is where you start to see players get on Twitter and start complaining that they're not ranked high enough.
Does anyone play Madden anymore? It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
They lost me about, I guess, well, probably 10 years ago. Like, 10 years ago, it, like, got so complicated that I just gave up.
I bought the Barry Sanders one because you got the Sunday ticket with it. And I played it once, not even. I probably played it for 10 minutes before I got frustrated and just said, screw this. It's no fun.
I think it was 2010 was the last one I got.
I don't want to audibleize. I don't want to have to, you know, switch defenses up. I want it simple.
Yeah. Well, they tried to, I think a few years ago, make it simple again. And it's still not simple enough. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm used to double dribble and, you know, the B and the A buttons. But there are three players in the NFL who have been granted the 99 rating. The coveted 99 rating. Can you guess who those three players are?
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt not on there, no. J.J., I mean, these.
All right. Can you give me positions?
Well, I mean, one's quarterback.
Okay, so the quarterback is.
It's not Tom Brady?
No.
Nope. Tom Brady is the highest ranked Patriot, however.
It is not Tom Brady.
With a 97. He is a 97.
The highest ranked quarterback is.
Oh, I got it. You go ahead. I'll guess after you.
All right. I'm searching through my mental database.
Well, come on. This one's easy.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. No, that's right. Aaron Rodgers at number one.
J.J. Watt?
No.
I already said J.J.
Watt. Oh, sorry. J.J. Watt's got a 96.
Okay.
So Tom Brady's beating him out. Take that, Mr. Watt. No, Aaron Donald has a 99. And okay. Then you there is a running back.
He's got a, oh, the kid from Los Angeles.
Gurley?
No, Gurley is. Yeah, where is he? Because you would think he'd be kind of high. I'm sorry. Sorry, not a running back. I'm sorry. The highest running back is, let me see. No, it's a wide receiver. I'm sorry. Julio Jones. No, not Julio Jones, but that's a good guess.
That's who I would have
guessed. It's not Julio Jones. Julio Jones is a 96.
Okay.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown is a 99. And then you go down the list, and you got Rob Gronkowski at a 92.
So oh, boy.
He's actually gone up, I think, from last year. So congratulations to him. There you go. Odell Beckham Jr. is hanging around there with a 94 and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, Julio Jones ranked lower than Antonio Brown.
You have to make Odell Beckham Jr. good or you've lost the entire youth market. He's the only player any kid cares about at all. I mean, you can buy your kid a Gronkowski jersey and pretend he likes him, but he doesn't like him as much as Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, kids still love Gronk.
Not like Odell Beckham Jr.
By the way, the all over airports of America, the Gronk radio football,
yes,
everywhere. Like really? I had a layover and it was there.
Oh.
There's one here in Boston.
I wonder if they've just been there.
They just never left.
The last year. Like,
they don't need the shelf space for anything else.
They're still there.
Right.
So they're just like, yeah, might as well keep them around.
Okay, so this is a crazy story about Barry Trotz, who of course is the coach for the Capitals. And interesting thing is that he thought he was going to be a free agent at the end of the season. He's thinking to himself, I'm underpaid. You look at what the market is of what these guys are getting, and I am going to make a ton of money. However, there was a clause that was triggered in his contract that if the Capitals won the Stanley Cup, he got an automatic 2-year extension at close to the rate that he was already making, which was undervalued.
Well, take your agent and fire them.
That's the dumbest clause
in a contract that I've ever heard of in my entire life.
How about that?
If I win a cup, you get me at short money for 2 years?
Dude, I don't understand either, but.
No, you would want the 2-year protection if you weren't performing well.
Yep. But it was a 2-year extension if you won the cup in Washington. But as the coaches' contracts, of course, have exploded in value, it was below the current market. So both sides tried to negotiate an extension, but they couldn't come close to terms. So now Barry Trotz, Stanley Cup winner, has retired. He has retired, announced his retirement, and he is sitting out there. Now, I have to think that there is some sort of.
He didn't retire, he resigned, right?
He is. What's the official thing?
I think he resigned. I'm sorry, not retired.
Resigned. That's right, you're right. He still wants to.
There's one team that is without a head coach at the moment.
You can still feed the Ducks, retire to resign.
But doesn't that mean if he resigns that he. Doesn't Washington still have some sort of like rights to him?
Yes.
Like, he can't just go,
no.
I'm going to go to another team. Because
no, they would have to buy him out.
Contract.
It'll be compensation.
Yeah, okay. There would have to be compensation. Oh, no, it would have to be player compensation.
Do you think?
Yep.
Okay.
How much has that happened before? Why wouldn't you want to retain a Stanley Cup winning coach?
Because you don't want to pay him. I'm thinking he wanted Mike Babcock money.
The Jets got a pick when Belichick left, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah, they did. You probably get that.
They did. What did the Celtics get for Doc Rivers and the Clippers? I don't remember off the top.
Oh yeah.
They must have gotten the pick.
They got the clip. Was it the Clippers' first round pick?
They must have.
Was the
That has to be the compensation.
But I think Dan's right. Dan just said about it. I think it was like obviously near the end of the first round, but they still got that compensation. I check and see if that was it.
The team will have to give them compensation, basically, is what's going on.
But I just love that. I love if you're Washington and you're sitting there and you got a coach that brought your team to the Stanley Cup, why not just give him a ridiculous extension?
Yeah.
Pay for it.
It was a pick. It was a first-round pick.
It was just one?
One okay. Unprotected first-round pick for the Clippers.
And R.J. Hunter was who you got with that. Once again, the worst jersey I've ever seen anyone at this radio station ever wear.
Had an intern come in here sporting an R.J. Hunter jersey.
Where do you even get an R.J. Hunter jersey? Very strange. Well, the 2018...
It's just Lindsey Hunter, and they just switched up the colors.
Well, the 2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards. What's that? The MILF Hunter.
Dan said MILF Hunter. The MILF Hunter is the most frustrating pornography in the world. You will look at... Now, it doesn't exist anymore, and I would like to know what... I got to now investigate what the MILF Hunter's doing.
Uh-huh.
But the MILF Hunter was probably about 5'4", not in great shape, and he'd just be like having a brew outside in Miami with his homeboy, and then ultimately a girl would come by, and then there would be 25 minutes of shenanigans before they would finally have sex. And what I love in porn... is when the guy having sex is talking to another guy who's filming it. That's fantastic. You never lose.
That seems frustrating.
No, yeah. Because that's not the fantasy. The fantasy is not having my friend there talking to me during the act.
By the way, I just tweeted out 10 minutes ago, does this starting lineup beat the Warriors? Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Kawhi Leonard, Al Horford, Jason Tatum, 84%. Absolutely. Say absolutely it would.
Ask them, does the MILF Hunter, do you buy these situations? There's one where they're at a hotel and he starts playing ping pong with one of the girls. It's all this setup to make you think it's real. But meanwhile, the guy's holding a camera and they're always like, why are you holding a camera? And they're like, I don't know, girl, we're on vacation. And then they're like, okay.
Sure, I guess that's good enough
now
reason.
Now let's go play ping pong.
I guess that seems to be good enough reason. Oh, that MILF Hunter. Him and Captain Stabbing are probably going.
Captain Stabbing was just mean.
Yeah, wasn't very nice.
No, I couldn't even watch Captain Stabbing. Now the Captain Stabbing thing was
that was always on the deck of the boat, correct?
Yeah, Captain Stabbing would get a lass on the boat,
right.
And she would think it was just going to be a party, and then Captain Stabbing would have sex with her, and then you'd throw her overboard.
That's not very nice.
In the middle of whatever body of water.
I don't understand.
Who watches that and goes, yeah!
I never understood that either. Like, the girl's nice enough to have sex with you, and then...
Very odd.
Why do you want to punish her?
Well, the MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night. Best Movie, Black Panther, was on last night.
Mm.
Best Show, Stranger Things. It beat out Riverdale. You watching that, Fred?
I am not watching.
It's the Archie and Jughead movie, I believe, or TV show, I believe.
It's supposed to not be bad, but I there's enough out there where I don't think I have to watch Riverdale.
The best villain would be Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther. Black Panther won a ton of stuff.
Wow, best villain.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
How about best on-screen team, but most frightened performance? There's like some really weird categories
most
here.
Most frightened performance?
Most frightened performance.
It was someone who was very frightened?
Yes. Anyone
Spacek.
Yes, anybody starring with Louis Anderson.
Well, it's not young up and coming comic. Just come over and stay at my house.
Best comedic performance, Tiffany Haddish for Girls Trip.
David Spade, you just came off the bus from Arizona. Come on. I saw you doing an open mic. Why don't you just stay at my house?
I never heard about that until you mentioned it, and now I've heard like 10 stories about him.
Yeah, read David Spade's book. I mean, I'm not making it up. And that guy who's like all that listens from L.A. that like knows all about the people in L.A. has confirmed it. That's an anonymous source.
Well, Puma is trying to come back into our public consciousness in a big way, on top of trying to sign some of these rookies to huge deals.
I remember I asked my father for a pair of Pumas, and all he did was slap me.
Mm-hmm. Well, DeAndre Ayton.
He locked me in a closet.
Marvin Bagley III, who could go 1-2 in Thursday's draft, they made their signings with Puma official, and then they said, you know what? We are going to bring in the big guns, as they announced that Jay-Z is going to be their president of basketball operations.
I remember
he's the Danny Ainge of Puma footwear.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, remember we were sitting here on signing day, Fred, one day, and Mississippi State got like five of the top 10 recruits, and then magically they brought in like some kid's high school coach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z steered these kids towards Puma, and then Puma gives them a job.
Make a lot of money. Puma, I remember one time my mother gave me meatloaf, and she said, how was that? I go, it tastes like Puma.
Funny you should ask. Funny you should ask. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of my act now. You can have it, David, if you stay over.
Okay, I don't think he wants to.
I need someone to help punch some of these jokes up. You look tired. Just take a snooze.
All right, we will be back in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Zolak just walked down the hall, but who knows if he'll be back.
Where are you, Zo? He's got that filth little co-host with him, or Hardy.
Yeah.
Can't stop saying naughty words on the air when getting fired up about Phil Mickelson.
Well, I'm reading a Reddit AMA with the MILF Hunter.
Well, somebody's a shocking amount of people sent me tweets saying that, MILF Hunter's got a bar in Fort Lauderdale.
It's called Hunter's Beach Bar.
What's it called?
Hunter's Beach Bar.
Ah. Okay.
Like, if I was in Fort Lauderdale, I would seek out Hunter's Beach Bar.
Well, then he knows what he's doing, then.
Just to see, like, the MILF Hunter?
Is it themed after his shenanigans?
Pictures.
But what's funny is that, like, people in this AMA are going, like, dude, how'd you land so many MILFs? Like, what's your secret? And he's like, I paid them.
See, it's a business.
Yeah. Like, people watched that and went like, wow, this guy's really good at picking up girls. Like, and they're agreeing to be filmed and released on the internet?
Oh, yeah, his Facebook page is everything you'd think it was for Hunter's Beach Bar.
Oh, yeah? Is it? Can you show it to me?
Oh,
or
yeah,
is it
No. It's just like you click on it, and the first thing you just see is that.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that he gets ladies, like in Fort Lauderdale.
I don't think it's very tough in Fort Lauderdale.
No, but I bet you, like, people, he's enough of a novelty that, like, girls will sleep with him.
It's like a dare?
No.
Do women even know who he is?
I'm sure that, like, when you go there, like, they... You know, he comes out and he's like the owner and everything. And, you know, whispers go around that he was. No, I don't think they watched him. But I don't know if girls watch porn now. My wife is of the age where it wasn't around and she does not watch it, to my knowledge. Scotty Z.
Morning. Hey, Rich.
What's up, Zo?
Hello, pal.
How you doing?
You hey, buddy.
Good to see you, sir.
Good Scott, you watch that pornography?
I never watch that.
No.
Not a sinner.
That's right. You're not.
You watch porn, Wallach?
Constantly.
Perfect.
Gotta keep the
temper
clean.
Whenever I can. Only a specific type, though.
So that is small butts.
Yep. Tiny ones.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Yeah. But only the tiny ones, though.
Yeah.
No, that's the opposite. He loves grabs them cakes.
I'm a bootlegging hitman to the court.
Yep.
That's Stephen A.
That is Stephen A. right there. Wow. Absolutely, he is.
He was hitting on some woman the other day.
Stephen A?
Yeah. Barstool had it. It was pretty good.
Was it a woman
it
with
flirting?
A,
flirting.
Was it a woman with a big derriere?
She spoke Spanish, and he was like going crazy over it.
Oh, he was. Well, huh. He found someone who spoke Spanish. Did he?
Oh, yeah.
I can see that being quite the novelty.
She was interviewing him. It was good.
All right. So, what's going on today with you, Scott?
We're starting with Brady again. I had just some more stuff out of the Oprah interview. We're starting to get into summer patterns now. Like, what do you do when things aren't really hot? I mean, not meaning hot weather, but if, you know, you're sitting at home and you don't have sports on, or you got the All-Star game coming up, which is the most boring time of the year for sports that week. You know, Beetle asked the question, you know, what should I watch? What should I, you know, should it be The Wire or something, or, you know, the X, Game of Thrones. What should I get addicted to watching? Give me something. I think that's a good jumping off point. I think there's a lot of things you could see. I'm an office guy. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen
it with me because it's running.
I watched six episodes again last night.
How great is it that
Michael
Comedy
Scott's
Central
the greatest
has it?
Character ever?
Arguably,
and it was so bad when he left.
Oh yeah, it was terrible.
I couldn't watch it.
There's like six great characters on that show. Like I could probably think of six.
Creed may be the sneakiest. Creed and Kevin.
Kevin's great.
Kevin, Michael,
Stanley is great.
Oh, I like Creed. He's like
Creed's the second best.
It's almost unfair with Creed though, because he just pops in every now and again.
Toby can be great too.
Do you remember the episode? I just saw this where the one where he does Carell does the Survivor thing to find out. And then Creed goes into the water and grabs the fish.
Yes.
And then they have the hot dog eating contest, and Creed's holding just fish bones. He's like, I didn't know there was going to be hot dogs.
Forgot about that one.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one. He makes poor Pam take notes.
He should have sit out there.
Yeah.
When they walked over hot coals and that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jim bugs me sometimes.
Jim sucks.
Like, suck it up, Jim. Yeah.
The best part, one of the best things that they did.
Stupid eyes he makes.
Because they had Dwight dresses Jim, and he comes in the office and jokes kind of on him. But then he looks and he goes, oh, look at me. I'm making a snide look at the camera. Mm. And then you're like, that's all he does. That was a big problem with the early ones. Is because, like, something, like, even that wasn't outrageous would happen. Like, if you were at all, like, an easygoing guy or you wanted to have any fun, like, you'd be into it. And then Jim would sit there and be like,
yeah, he's a fun killer. Packer, by the way. Packer's another character. Like, whenever he shows up, it's great.
He got bad at the end, though.
Nerds? Oh, you see, I don't remember that. I have not seen, ever since Michael Scott left, I haven't seen one episode since after he left.
Oh, really?
I didn't watch any of the James Spader ones.
I watched the dinner party one last night.
Did I miss out?
The candles?
You're literally the only person who's ever told
There's
me that
one great
out.
Spader one when he has the party
Lone
at his
Wolf.
House.
Lone Wolf, that guy.
You're literally the only person who's ever told me I'm missing out when James Spader showed up.
I refuse to watch it.
I watch it.
James Spader on The Office is fantastic. He's only on it for like a handful of episodes.
Yeah, he didn't do a year, right? No, he didn't do a year.
I don't think so. And he wasn't even on site for a lot of them. He like got the job and then immediately convinced Kathy Bates that he really should have her job. And then he was like, you know, in Florida or whatever, Dunder Mifflin or the new parent company was created. It's just a great little side character. It doesn't like take over the show.
No, what Ed Helms becomes infuriating.
See, Ed Helms had some great episodes when he was first on.
But he becomes the star.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate.
Oh, okay. Now I can understand that. But when they first introduced him, I thought he was excellent.
Ed Helms is when he becomes the boss, it's the end of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, they went way too far. They shouldn't have done it.
I've never seen him be the boss, so I haven't even gotten that far.
Well, I assure you.
I like whenever Bates
I assure you, you won't like it.
Rich, just find the episode where Spader interviews for the job.
Okay.
It's phenomenal.
Or when he has the party at his house.
Yeah. Robert California. Yeah.
Who's the tall kid that was in Silicon? That's in Silicon Valley.
Jared.
Yeah, Jared. Because you know he becomes a character on The Office.
Oh, I didn't know that. Jared was on The Office.
Yep.
See, Jared kills on Silicon Valley. He's now my favorite character.
He's great on The Office.
Yeah,
too.
He's very good.
All right. So you are missing out on some things. All right, you guys have a great time.